The ALP is expected to abandon its multi-million dollar pledges for free cancer treatment and dental care for pensioners in an effort to reduce their election spending promises. Two major health policies announced under former leader Bill Shorten ahead of the last election is expected to be scrapped following announcements from Anthony Albanese that they would be supporting the Morrison government's tax cuts. Andrew Hillinger has more.
It was the health funding pledge that would change the game for older Australians. In 2019, Labor went to the election with two packages that would provide free cancer treatment and dental care for pensioners. The first package, worth $2.3 billion, would improve access to diagnostic imaging, with up to 6 million free cancer scans funded through Medicare. It would also provide cancer patients with 3 million free consultations with oncologists and surgeons. The second package was an additional $2.4 billion plan that would have given up to 3 million older Australians access to free essential dental care provided by Medicare every 2 years. It now seems that these promises will no longer be fulfilled, with Labor approving Morrison's 2024 tax cuts for high-income earners in a decision that will cost the government $184 billion in revenue over the next 10 years. Peter Davidson is the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service. He is shocked that the government have agreed to a tax cut of $180 a week for high-income earners when healthcare funding is in dire straits.
Governments of both political persuasions have bought this argument that we can't raise a whole lot more revenue because we can't sell that to the public, or because of nonsense arguments that it'll impact on work incentives or stifle aspiration, whatever that means. I mean, we aspire to having decent aged care. We aspire to lifting people out of poverty. It's not just the upper middle class who aspire to a better life.
Peter Davidson says that social support, particularly for pensioners, is a major issue for the future. He believes that the government could introduce support if they were willing to fight public opinion over paying higher taxes.
They need to deal with all of those long-standing issues in essential services, in aged care, NDIS, mental health, dental health, $44 a day payments for unemployed people, homelessness, the severe shortage of housing for people on the lowest incomes. And somehow they've got to square the circle. And so either there will be another round of spending cuts, as we saw in 2014, the first Abbott government horror budget that we all remember, or they're going to have to find more revenue to meet what the community expects, to provide the essential services and the income support that people legitimately expect.
Peter Davidson even went to highlight that funding recommendations for aged care had not been followed through by the government, and that the connection between asking for tax and social services needed to be made clearer so that the public understood its benefits.
The community needs to be made aware of these gaps in essential services that we have and convinced of the need to do something serious about them, as the Aged Care Royal Commission did around aged care. But bear in mind, we're only halfway there to making the expenditures needed to plug that gap. The Royal Commission said $10 billion a year. The government has committed to $5 billion. Where's the rest of it going to come from? User charges is my guess, and that's something that scares the hell out of many older people, as much as negative gearing, capital gains tax, imputation credits, clamping down on superannuation tax breaks, which are excessively generous for wealthy people. If you put it in that way, frame it in that way, then people will come on board, or at least the majority of people will come on board.
These new reports that the dental care and cancer treatment packages will be dropped come after the Sydney Morning Herald revealed that Mr Albanese had told his shadow cabinet to prepare for a full reappraisal of the party's policies in the wake of the coronavirus-induced economic crisis. And so with the election run getting closer and closer, it looks likely that Labor will face major budget constraints if they win the next election. Peter Davidson again.
It's been needed for a long time. Decent free dental care for people on the lowest incomes.
Australian Council of Social Services CEO Peter Davidson ending that report from Andrew Herlinger.